train stations. Country's littered with them. We've loads
of
them.
Yes, we have.
They're everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now not only do we have train stations, we've tram stations.
Yes, tram stations. And soon we'll have, well, I say soon, sometime in the next century we'll have metro stations.
I wouldn't go that far, but anyway. So there's a couple, Jeff and Vicky, and they travelled in 2017 to every single one of the 2,563 railway stations in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, so loads of people followed and watched loads of stuff online about how they got on. And here to tell us more about it and one they're going to do in Ireland from all stations is Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Not at all.
So this sort of captured our imagination because why?
It's an excellent question and I'm not 100% sure myself, really. Both Jeff and I, we really love the railways for lots of different reasons. We love how the networks work, the infrastructure, how you sort of physically put timetables together and make it all happen. But we also love how the railways allow you to travel and have your own adventures and meet new people. So we're big, big fans of the railways. And as you mentioned, we did this huge project in Great Britain in 2017. And we're coming over to Ireland and to Northern Ireland very, very soon. And we wanted to take it international. We wanted to find out what are the trains like in Ireland? How do people feel about the railways? What difference do the railways make to people across the country?
So is this very much about rail travel today and not sort of some romantic notion of sitting there in your little compartment watching the world go by as a waiter comes and serves you your dinner?
Absolutely. Obviously, history is a big part of every railway network, but we very much want to find out about the railways now and how they impact on people's lives, how they operate, how they run, what's amazing about them, what's frustrating about them.
So planning this Irish railway station escapade, how did that differ from the ones in the UK?
The network itself is much smaller. So across Ireland and Northern Ireland, there's a total of 198 stations, whereas in Great Britain we have 2,500 stations, so slightly more manageable. But also in the planning process, we're obviously very unfamiliar with the railway network in Ireland and Northern Ireland, so we enlisted the help of some friends to help us understand, you know, where are the difficult connections, what are the what we call awkward stations, those stations that only get random services, maybe one or two services a day, as opposed to sort of places in Dublin, obviously, where you have much more regular service. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been a challenge. And I will say, Jeff, that's sort of Jeff's forte, in a way, is the sort of route planning and the timetable wrangling.
How do you deal with delays or cancellations? Because we hear all the time, I mean, anyone who's on Twitter in Ireland sees all the exasperation of people with certain rail networks in the UK about their constant cancelling of trains. It doesn't happen so much here, but how do you deal when something like that happens?
We take it as part of the adventure. Absolutely, it can be frustrating because we have a plan and every day we have a goal of where we want to get to. So obviously it can be a bit frustrating, but also it is part of the adventure. We're kind of keen to understand, well, why is there a delay? Like, is this sort of happen regularly because there's an issue on a particular line, or is this a one-off? So, what are the things that can go wrong? So we can be frustrated by it, but we also like to let's dig a little deeper and find out why. And I think that helps to inform us much more about the network itself. So if we're delayed for half an hour, we'll go and get a cup of tea or chat to some people. Yeah, we sort of try and take it in our stride.
So just very finally, Vicky, people can watch this online on youtube.com/allthestations.
So we are making videos every day that we travel, and they will all be going up on our YouTube channel from day one. There'll be a slight delay, obviously, so you have to edit, but once the videos start coming, they will come daily. And people can also follow us live on social media, so we'll be doing Facebook Lives, Periscopes on Twitter, and Instagram stories as well. So you can follow our progress as it happens.
I'm tempted to say that those who are interested in trains will be used to slight delays anyway, so it'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Listen, Vicky, thanks a million for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.